joined on the phone right now by Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling based out of Raleigh. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website. You can also find them on Twitter at PPP Polls, with numbers from North Carolina with our primary just around the corner, but also from South Carolina. They've got their primary in just a couple of days, and several other states as well gearing up for Super Tuesday primaries. So a lot of activity is going to be happening in the next couple of days. Where do things stand? Tom joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good to be with you, Aaron.
So let's start by talking about South Carolina. That primary is coming up in a couple of days, and I'm seeing a number of different surveys that, generally speaking, show Joe Biden with a lead over Bernie Sanders, and some of them show him with a big lead, some of them show him with a smaller lead. How do we make sense of the South Carolina numbers, and what are you seeing?
Well, I think the best way to make sense of them is just to assume that our poll is right. So I'll start out there. We polled Sunday and Monday in South Carolina and found Joe Biden beating Bernie Sanders by 15 points, 36 to 21. And when we released our poll, that actually broke a string of 8 polls in a row that had been released by various organizations that had Biden up only in single digits. And the interesting sort of X factor in South Carolina is that it's the one state where Tom Steyer has proven to be a factor, and a lot of polls have had him even as high as 20%. Our poll found Steyer fading a fair amount, and most likely his supporters moving to Joe Biden, sort of people seeing that there maybe is not a lot of point in voting for Steyer, because even if he does well in South Carolina, where does he go from there? So we found Biden up by 15, largely thanks to the African-American vote. We had him at 50% with black voters. As you sort of alluded to, there have been other polls this week that have shown Biden up from anywhere from just four points, all the way up to 28 points. And what's interesting is that when you average out those two extremes, you get to a 16-point lead, which is more or less what we found when we put out the very first poll of the whole week. So I do think Biden will win by double digits, and we'll just see just how big his margin ends up being.
So say it ends up being 16 points. What will that mean in terms of momentum heading into Super Tuesday?
Well, it will be really interesting to see if that does help all these Democratic sort of more establishment voters or more centrist sort of voters who have been trying to decide, do I vote Biden, do I vote Buttigieg, do I vote Klobuchar, do I vote Bloomberg? It might help those people move into the Biden camp. And one reason even just a little bit of momentum would be so important to him is we're finding that a lot of the Super Tuesday states are super close. I know we'll talk about North Carolina. We had a Texas poll this week that was basically tied. I think people expect Virginia to be very close on Tuesday night. So I think if Joe Biden has a big finish in South Carolina and maybe even just gets 3 or 4 points of momentum out of that, that 3 or 4 points could help him to win enough major state contests on Tuesday to really sort of turn it into a two-person race possibly.
Speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com, the website. You can also find more numbers on Twitter at PPP Polls. So turning to North Carolina, obviously everyone following the presidential race, the Democratic primary, but a lot of other significant races on the ballot, both statewide and locally. What are you seeing out of North Carolina?
Well, presidential race in North Carolina continues to look like about a three-way tie. Our poll this week had Biden at 23, Bernie Sanders at 20, and Michael Bloomberg at 17. But what was interesting about our poll this week was that it was the first time in months that we did a North Carolina poll that did not find Bloomberg on the rise and Biden on the decline. The trends were actually reversed on this poll. Biden's support was up 4 from our last poll. Bloomberg's support was down 1 from our last poll. And Sanders has been pretty steady, around 20%. But it's going to be interesting to see if that trend of Bloomberg voters moving over towards Biden continue as we head into Election Day. If it does, that could be enough to give Biden the edge in the state over Sanders. But still pretty up in the air. I do think it's going to be hard for anybody other than the three of them to actually win North Carolina. Something I'll be interested to see on election night is how the results go specifically in our 4th congressional district, because that is part of how the delegates are allocated is how you do in particular congressional districts. I could see Elizabeth Warren, for instance, even though she's not doing very well statewide, doing well in somewhere like the 4th District, Chapel Hill and Durham are the kinds of places where she's more likely to perform strongly. So that'll be interesting to see.
And it is interesting, like coming out of the Las Vegas debate, of course, there was all of that talk about Elizabeth Warren really sticking it to Bloomberg and scoring a lot of political points against him in that debate. And is she going to get a bump in the polls out of that? And it sounds like the consequence of all of that, if anything, was that Bloomberg lost supporters to Biden, and Warren didn't really gain or lose anything.
I think that's pretty much true. I think that she definitely did hurt Bloomberg. There's been a pretty precipitous drop in his standing, not just in North Carolina, but all over the country since the debate. But I do think it's the kind of thing where if you go after someone the way she went after him, you might end up hurting the person you went after, but you're not necessarily going to lift yourself up in the process. One thing I think is particularly interesting is 538 right now is saying that the favorite in the Massachusetts primary on Tuesday is Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And if Elizabeth Warren loses her own home state to Bernie Sanders, it's really hard to see much rationale for her campaign continuing from there.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, other numbers from other Super Tuesday states or other important states in the coming days and weeks?
The other poll that we did this week was in Texas, which is the second biggest state voting on Super Tuesday. We haven't polled California, but there seems to be a pretty strong consensus among the polls that have come out in California that Bernie Sanders is the favorite and is probably going to win it by a pretty wide margin. Texas is the second biggest state, and we're actually in North Carolina, the third biggest state on Super Tuesday. Texas, we found Biden and Sanders tied with each other at 24%, Michael Bloomberg in third at 17%. One thing that was interesting on that Texas poll was the client we worked with on it asked us to also say, well, who would you vote for if Michael Bloomberg wasn't a candidate? Mm-hmm. And in that scenario, Joe Biden went from being tied with Bernie Sanders to leading Bernie Sanders by 6 points. Bloomberg being out of the race would give Biden a significant boost. And I think we've talked about this before, but it just shows the irony of the impact that Bloomberg is having on this race. He ostensibly got in to try to keep somebody like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren from winning the Democratic nomination. But in places like Texas and places like North Carolina, the impact that he's actually having is making it possible for Bernie Sanders to win those states maybe when he would not have a real chance at winning in places like Texas and North Carolina if he wasn't siphoning off that sort of establishment vote from Joe Biden.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen, and Tom, we'll let you go. But before we do, obviously a lot of people are still yet to vote in the North Carolina primary election day coming up in a few days. I know a lot of people are waiting to vote on election day proper. We've talked before, and you've said consistently, when you're trying to make your presidential pick in the Democratic primary, don't necessarily think strategically, don't think who's more electable or who's not, just focus on the candidate that you like the best, the one that you are going to be comfortable having voted for 20 or 50 years from now. Is that still the advice, or are you seeing anything now that would change that?
Well, still my advice is to vote for who you'd like, but I'll also give what my advice is if you want to vote strategically. I think that this is going to end up being a Biden versus Sanders race, mm-hmm. maybe not necessarily immediately after Tuesday, but at some point in the future. So if you like Bernie Sanders, you should absolutely vote for Bernie Sanders. He's going to be in it for the long haul. If you don't like Bernie Sanders and you're not sure whether you should go to Biden, Bloomberg, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, I would say go to Joe Biden. I think at the end of the day, Klobuchar and Buttigieg are going to be out of this pretty soon. Bloomberg obviously has the resources to continue indefinitely, but I don't know if he'll want to keep going if he's not winning any primaries. So I think there's a pretty good chance that in 2 or 3 weeks, this is going to be a Biden versus Sanders race. So if you're sort of a Democrat who's not comfortable with Sanders, I think Biden's your best bet.
Tom Jensen, find more numbers on publicpolicypolling.com and on Twitter at PPPpolls. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.